Let's continue our Lake Gogebic ice fishing report. Continuing now with Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy. I appreciate some more of your time.
Sure, no problem, Adam.
And we're going to continue talking ice fishing here. I just wanted to do a little quick recap. Ice conditions seem like they're pretty good, although you're not recommending anything more than, what, ATVs and snowmobiles out there right now?
I would do snowmobile only because there's still probably some slush out there and some thin ice. I'd do snowmobile only, long trot preferably.
Okay. And how about the rest of the trails around Lake Gogebic? You know, that's a big area for folks to come in for snowmobiling. Is it going good now?
Yeah, the trail conditions in the backcountry seem to be really good. And there's actually a couple guys fishing crooked and some of the waters meet lakes down there, doing good on bluegills and stuff like that. And Lake Superior is not happening yet. It's not safe out there. But it's all in all, it's been pretty active so far.
Yeah, great tip right there on the waters meet area. All right, we talked about the perch, how it was kind of sporadic, but man, there are some big perch being caught right now. And could you reiterate what they're catching those perch on mostly?
Well, it's the wiggler and waxworm primarily, and a few guys are sneaking some red spikes out there. And the old standby pink and white colors are doing really good in purples this year. And the walleye fishing, actually, the walleyes are getting bigger out here, but there's less of them. I don't know if that slot limit has something to do with it, but the walleye's got some shoulders on them, and the guys that are catching fish are real heavy fish right now.
Are we talking like over 20 inches in average?
Yeah. There's 18 to 22 inches, and some bigger than that even getting caught, and some guys are letting the bigger ones go, of course, for spawning, which is a good thing.
And what are they catching them on, and how deep of water?
Sucker minnows primarily and shiners anywhere from 6 to 12 feet of water. And some guys are catching walleyes out in the flats while they're perch fishing also.
Okay, a little mixed bag there in the middle then, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, Gus, I really appreciate your time. Good details, and we'd like to catch back up with you in a week or so.
That'd be perfect.
Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund giving us the Lake Gogebic and surrounding area ice fishing reports right here on The Outdoor Show.